Continue.
Yes.
Thanks. Good evening. Let's call for the special council meeting, board and commission interviews of November 3rd, 2025. At 6:11 p.m., the city does not tolerate disruptive behavior in our meetings. Council meeting is considered a limited public forum. Time, place, and manner of speech. Speaker comments must be limited to the agenda item being considered by council. If a speaker's comments are not related to an agenda item, presiding officer will let the speaker out of order. A speaker will not be ruled out of order because of a disagreement with the content of her speech. Location and online meeting details are available on the council agenda. Scan the QR code on the screen or click the language access and translation link on the council agenda to read more than 60 different languages. Use the show captions button to view captions on Zoom. City Clerk, may we please have a roll call?
Mayor Klein.
Present.
Councilor Purcell.
Present.
Councilor Cisneros. Councilmember Ellinger.
Present.
Councilmember Srinivasan.
Present.
Councilmember Chang.
Present.
Councilmember Lay. Present with Councilmember Cisneros and my absent.
Thank you. Our one item is item 25-0044, board and commission interviews. Is there a staff report?
Yes, Mayor and Councilmembers. This is David Carnahan, City Clerk. You have one vacancy on the Relations Commission. That was last Monday, October 7th. We had a total of 13 applicants, but we did have one individual that was not able to interview tonight, and one individual who withdrew their application. And there's a few applicants that have interviewed within the last 12 months with council, but they don't get scheduled for another interview. With that, we have a total of 7 applicants interviewing to you tonight, and you are scheduled to make appointments or an appointment to this vacant position at your next meeting on November 18th. So that is the staff report. Any questions from council?
Thank you. No questions from council. I'll open up the public comment on this item. Members of public wishing to address council, please submit a speaker card to the city clerk. Use the raised hand feature now or dial *9 on your telephone to indicate that you wish to speak. I will call on members of public participating in person first, followed by remote participants. Speakers will have 2 minutes to speak. I have no speaker cards in the room. City clerk, are there any remote participants wishing to speak?
Double check. No, Mayor, there are.
Okay, I will close public comment. Council will be interviewing 9 candidates this evening. Or sorry, 7 candidates this evening. Thank you. City clerk, we're ready for our first candidate. Yes, I do. Thank you.
Good job. I'm
rushing on through.
Good job. I'm
trying to get us back on count.
Yeah, exciting.
Please note for the record that the council member absences are excused. Welcome, Joshua.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Good to meet you. I'm Sunnyvale Mayor Larry Klein. Let me take a moment to explain the process. Each council member will have an opportunity to ask you a question. We have about 15 minutes set aside for the interview,
okay.
So keep that in mind as you're answering those questions. First up is Vice Mayor Sell.
Well, thank you for interviewing. I don't think when I was in high school I would do anything of the sort, so that's just great. So my first question is, the Human Relations Commission,
yes,
they have a study that they're working on, and the study is to work with a consultant. The city is working with a consultant to look at the demographics of all of Sunnyvale, look at different gaps, social, economic, and other gaps, and those kind of things. And then that is going to be brought to the Human Relations Commission. And then the Human Relations Commission is going to analyze and give input in. Like, if you were on the Human Relations Commission and some study like that was brought before you, in which it was a study geographically of Sunnyvale, various gaps in different parameters that they're looking at, what are your thoughts or ideas, or what kind of skills would you bring to it, and kind of ideas would you bring to that?
Yeah, so
If a study like that was brought to me on the city of Sunnyvale, the first thing I'd look at is who were the marginalized communities, who needed a little bit extra attention, who needed that extra push or that extra help from the Human Relations Commission. I would look at who we haven't been reaching from our marketing through our outreach, and who we could and how we're like falling behind essentially in actual outreach as the Human Relations Commission, and how we can bridge the gap between those marginalized communities and those larger, less marginalized communities, and how that can kind of even out over the course of years.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next up is Councilmember Bellinger.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor, and thank you very much for applying, Mr. Charnota. What would you say is the single biggest issue facing marginalized communities in Sunnyvale today?
That's a good question. Well, as a teen in the city of Sunnyvale, I'm on the ASB for the Fremont High School. I'm class president for the class of 2027. And as being on student government, it has really shown how much the public voice is necessary and is helpful to the general public and the general good of the community. And one of the largest, from my perspective at least, of the marginalized communities in the city of Sunnyvale would be the teen community. There's not a lot of input that I'm seeing from teens in Sunnyvale. While we do have programs like TAC, which is an awesome program, I'm not seeing a lot of actual input from the general public. If I went up to a person on the street, I asked them, do you think that you have a voice, like a teen on the street, do you think you have a voice in your government? I don't know what their answer would be. And as a member of the Human Relations Commission, I want to change that answer to yes. I know that I have an input in my local government.
All right, I'm just going to ask a quick follow-up. What are some ways you feel the city is currently failing to get that input, and how do you think that could be improved?
I think one of the main things is that a lot of teens have good ideas, but it's hard as a teen to know that your ideas are actually wanted. We're not adults, we're teenagers, right? It doesn't, it's oftentimes thought of that adults don't value a teen's perspective, but in reality, everyone's perspective is valid. And I think the main reason that we're not seeing that input is the fact that teens aren't aware that they can have that input, that they can have a voice, that they can express their ideas, what they would like changed, what they'd like to stay the same. I just think that that isn't accessible to them. They don't know that that is an option.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you. Next up is Councilmember Srinivasan.
Thank you, Mayor. Thanks for applying. So congratulations on the class president. And then also you said that you co-led an intra-district event with 150 attendees. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And then I had a question on your application before I asked the other question. You said that you have 1,000 community service hours over 5 years.
I do.
You are a junior.
I am a junior.
Right, which means that you started in middle school.
I did, yeah. So I'm a member of Peninsula Bible Church in Palo Alto. And as a member of a church, I really learned more about the broader community, how my actions can affect others. And through that, I really loved working with kids. We have a child care service for the 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. services at church. And I help out during those times to like take care of the kids, to teach them stuff. And that has really, it has really taught me what my actions can do for others. Like there's these like 2-3-year-old kids that come in, they don't speak anything, they're like really shy. And then we engage with them, we have that talk. They light up. They have this like excitement when they walk in the door, and that is so rewarding. That has also led to those 1,000 community service hours volunteering on Sunday mornings.
I have one question, sorry, Nayak. In your application, you say that one of the concrete steps you would take is to launch community input blogs.
Yes.
Is both online and physical in multiple public spaces. Can you elaborate on that, please?
Yeah, of course. So there are definitely, in my application, I'm more focused on the team view as I am a team myself. I would focus on putting a more digital application box. While there are some high schools like Fremont in Sunnyvale, the teens, especially in 2025, are a very digital age. So putting a digital input box, maybe advertising that through Instagram or through word of mouth, putting up posters throughout high schools in the Sunnyvale area, students that live in Sunnyvale, maybe commute to other high schools like Lynbrook, Cupertino, and basically showing students that their voice is valued. As I was mentioning earlier, I think the main issue is that teens aren't aware that they are valued in their local government, and that community input box, especially located in like teen-centric communities, would really elaborate on that.
So the input to
yes
on council agenda or some policy or something.
If there's a policy or something that they're not really happy with, or that they think that they have a better idea for, which they would change, that community input box would give them the opportunity to do so.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next up is Councilmember Chang.
Hey Joshua, thanks for applying. I'm actually interested if you could talk a little bit more about your work with the tobacco use prevention program. You know, how prevalent do you see as an issue on your campus? And what types of outreach do you do and what's effective?
So last year, my friends and I did a study. Fremont High School just recently implemented a new vape sensor in all of the bathrooms in the high school, and that was a $70,000 expense, and we were looking at the effectiveness of that, and it turns out that that wasn't very effective, that those that amount of money for the results that we saw didn't really go hand in hand. They weren't as effective as we want them to be, which was what inspired me to start the tobacco use prevention education, because I have asthma and I know that, you know, vaping and that kind of stuff is not going to be great for me, but other students who don't have those illnesses may not be as aware of that kind of stuff. So through the tobacco use prevention education program, we have something called Red Ribbon Week, which is a week in April where we the whole campus is just focused on tobacco use prevention. And through that, I was able to market a student, like a art submission thing that was able to go in the district office, which not only helps to show students in the FUHSD district that tobacco use is an issue, but it also helped to have student input on ways that they can change that through video submissions, through art submissions, through poetry. Another thing that we saw from that week, just the sense of community as students really realized what the issue was and how big of an issue tobacco is, especially in Fremont. I saw beforehand, I would often walk in on non-legal activities in like the bathroom, and I saw that, for me at least, significantly decrease. So that is one of the effects of that.
Great, thank you.
Thank you. And I'm last, so thank you for going through the process. I want to dive a little bit deeper. You talked about your experience with PTSA communications, student engagement, going more on how you do outreach. And so how you either communicate, because, you know, ultimately a good portion of this job is connecting, and definitely yes. Exactly what you're saying, you know, it's giving back as a commission, it's being something bigger than you, but it's also kind of hitting that broader vision is from a community standpoint, getting that input and then bringing it back to the commission and ultimately.
Yeah.
So what tools did you use? What experience did you have that you might take to the commission to improve the communication as well as just how you gather that info?
So from PTSA, I'm on the Student Engagement Commission, which mainly focuses on showing teaching students the means of the PTSA, what the PTSA means to the students. And I mean, it's really in the name, Parent Teacher Student Association, and really emphasizing that students are allowed and available and their input is wanted, and that is the like sole purpose of the Student Engagement Commission.
Right.
So through that, I was able to create multiple Instagram marketing campaigns that were able to spark interest within the like Fremont community specifically. Additionally, last year we focused on grad night for the seniors. So really showing our seniors some love, but also educating like the class of 26, like with the graduating class last year, of what their PTSA did for them and how that it was giving back to them. It makes sense. That was kind of a segue in my brain.
Yeah.
But so that's one of the ways I've done that. Another way, moving on from PTSA, is through Firebird Felipe on Instagram, which is the Fremont High School main Instagram page, which is where we put out most of our information on things like prom, school dances, school fundraisers, school clubs. All school activities are centralized through this one Instagram account. And as a co-manager of that Instagram account, it is crucial to know what works, what doesn't. And I've used that to promote the Student Engagement Commission at PTSA. And additionally, you mentioned Beyond Yourself, which is it's actually the exact motto of another club that I'm in, the Fremont Interact Club, which I'm a vice president for. That has also taught me another importance of community service. It's a community service centered club, which has helped me to kind of broaden the community service available, like activities or how students can get involved within their community at Fremont, which I think is another way of how I've kind of to the wider Fremont community.
Okay, I appreciate it. So thank you, Joshua. Thanks for your interest in going through the process tonight. A final decision will be made at our council meeting on Tuesday, November 18th, and the city clerk will get back with you with the final results. And you don't need to be there to be chosen, but you know, definitely you can always watch at home.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Have a great evening.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. City clerk, ready for our next candidate? I'm Sitting Governor Larry Klein. Let me take a few moments to describe the process. We have about 15 minutes for the interview, and each council member will have a chance to ask you questions. So keep that in mind as you're answering those questions. First up is Council Member Mellinger.
Thank you very much for applying, Ms. Jarman. I would like to ask if you could describe the biggest issue facing a particular marginalized community in the city of Sunnyvale, what you think the city should be doing to tackle.
Probably, I mean, I didn't come with that kind of statistics, to be quite frank. I've been here for 20 years and
no statistics about
that. So probably Hispanic is my, you know, guess. And the reason is likely because of their income bracket that they likely fall into,
mm-hmm.
and how challenging life can be given the inflation and the growing prices and many mm-hmm. things. It's very hard to, you know, it's my understanding. I could be wrong, oh. to be quite frank. It's just totally a guesswork.
I'm sorry. Let me clarify my question a bit. Mm. I'm not asking, you know, what you think the single biggest issue facing any community is. What's an issue you know of that's facing a particular marginalized community? Think we could be doing better.
So education, especially mm-hmm. when you are in the marginalized community, you may not have the backup necessary. And so education, in my opinion, is important. So how do they educate their kids? What kind of resources do they have? Because once you give them education, likely they will be coming out of the merchant, you know, income bracket, which would raise them and their family and background in the future generations as well. So that's my thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you. Sorry for misunderstanding.
Well, no, no. Didn't phrase it very well.
It's okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up is Councilmember Srinivasan.
Hello, Manjula. Very impressive technical background. You work with many companies, and then you are teaching in California today at Tamil Academy. I know that academy very well. Thanks for volunteering there. My question is, in your application, you said we should provide an environment where people in need, particularly younger generation, should be able to learn and specialize in skills that they are good at so that they can make.
Kind of in a continuation to what I just said, because I myself come from a very low income family in India. Eventually education is what raised my family. So I think that's the tool. Need not be the only tool. There are different ways to grow, make a living and raise in the life. But I would say, especially the younger generation, if we could provide them resources, especially the industry is evolving, even though we are in South Bay and we are in the technological place, I think providing them the resources, assistance, and you know, basically to give them you know, what can they do? What are their skills? How can they grow on their strengths? What is important to them? And help them continuously, provide feedback in some way, either through schools or other consulting mechanisms that would help them eventually raise in their life through education is what I was thinking.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next up is Councilmember Chan.
Hello. Thank you. I was interested in learning more about, you know, you mentioned only 20% of women make it past senior manager roles. What types of programs would you like to see to support women moving up in those in the tech sector?
My experience is primarily big tech, which is extremely political and competitive. And I'm pretty sure it's there because it is Silicon Valley after all. I think confidence level sometimes in itself is one thing. And other than that, the bias, meaning they have to fight against a large crowd of people and family responsibilities, regardless of how we think that there is an equity. Still, I believe that women has to lift a lot of things, especially raising the children and such. The work can be demanding. So how do they balance and speak up when you need it? Find a sponsor who can support you. Continue to seek a mentor and get them feedback and, you know, be open and confident. And there are ways we can help them or make it, no matter how challenging it can be. Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. I'm up next. So you've lived in Sunnyvale for about 20 years.
Yeah. I moved from Santa Clara to Sunnyvale in 2005.
And one of the ongoing questions and kind of issues that we're looking at is equity between kind of North Sunnyvale and South Sunnyvale. You know, I would love to hear your opinion, what your feeling is. You know, we're doing certain things that we're trying to fix some of that equity that's kind of been entrenched for years. But we'd love to hear your opinion about that from the Sunnyvale standpoint.
What is your definition of equity here? Like
whatever you so. You know, from a service standpoint, from an educational standpoint. So there's a lots of, from an education standpoint, they closed Sunnyvale High School in the north part of the city in 1983, which to some degree caused an equity issue from an education standpoint. But living here in the city, just wondering if you had an opinion or a view for how the city's laid out or services.
In general, it starts with their parents, because if the parents are richer, naturally some people have more resources and it gives them more lead basically. On the other hand, if your parents aren't as rich as you would like, because I know that my father wasn't rich, right? So Even though I had second rank, those days there were ranks, I couldn't go for a special coaching or something to compete with my peers. So that's one of the challenges. That's why I kind of thinking, you know, we also have to educate the parents themselves. Because A, they don't have resources. Maybe they have to work much harder to provide for their kids. And that takes away the time which would have otherwise been available to their kids, which, who are already struggling with lack of resources in terms of monetary or not. So I think that, again, it all starts with helping the kids and the parents to challenge you know, don't think or don't get demotivated just because you don't have money. How can the city do what they can to help them? In the school itself, you know, we are after all in Silicon Valley. There are companies like Google who does business. What can they do? Not just by providing just the tax and take all the resources that we have. What can you do to them? Send your engineers. Do them some teaching.
Right.
AI is evolving. What are they contributing to them? So that kind of, even parents, you know, many of them are parents here. They are also raising their kids. Can their kids mentor their kids of the same age? You know, I'm just saying whatever comes to my mind.
No,
but probably if we think, we may not be able to force people to help, but I'm pretty sure there are kids who are interested in volunteering services. And can we connect them together? Because instead of parents helping their kids, maybe parents from the affluent side can help the parents. And the kids of similar ages or slightly older who have gone through that experience can help their, you know, their age friends in the nearby neighborhood so that they can share what do they have and what do they not have. How can we fill the gap and such, in my opinion.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Sure.
Next up is Vice Mayor Sell.
Hello. Hi. Thank you for interviewing and bring your expertise to this commission if you're selected. So if you were selected and say you had input into a project, which the commission would put forth, and it would be some event to bring the community together, what kind of event would you like the city and that commission to invest their time into that you would think would be productive in bringing the community together?
Even before bringing into the event, which can be expensive or you have to spend some funds, I would like to have some kind of a digital means. Obviously, not everyone may have it, but somehow I would like to reach out to them to get their feedback through some survey or something. Not everyone can participate in it. I would like to understand. End of the day, they have their own struggles in their life. We want to minimize and mitigate and possibly help them, being the residents of the city. What are the challenges? Is it the infrastructure? Is it the road? Is it the communication? Do they even know what the city can offer to them? Even before, you know, I'm filing it, I need to know what is available and being offered. So communication. So I would like to understand from their perspective, depending upon their age group, maybe, you know, elderly may have different expectations and requirements. Kids may have it, and middle-aged parents, single. There are different kinds of audiences from different communities that we would like to understand. It can be done totally digital, as much as possible, though not everyone may be online. So just get a glimpse of what they are, and then filter the top whatever three and invite people before we even get into the event is what I'm thinking. This way, first understand, and then we can dig deep further if we can relate to it or get more data to see if that's valid or if there is anything already there that they are unaware of it, that's the problem and such is what I'm thinking.
Okay, thank you.
Sure, thanks.
Thank you. So that's all the questions. Manjula, thank you for going through the process tonight. Council will make its final decision on Tuesday, November 18th. You don't need to be part of the meeting to be chosen. And then the city clerk will get back with you later in the week on the final results.
Okay, great.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. You will take care.
Thank you. City Clerk, we're ready for our next candidate. Good to see you again.
Yeah, Steve, how are you doing?
Doing well. So let me give a quick overview of the process. Each council member will have a chance to ask you questions, and you have about 15 minutes scheduled for the whole interview process. So keep that in mind as you're answering those questions. And first up is Councilmember Srinivasan.
And Linda, nice seeing you again. Very impressed with your work chamber, which yes. And then also kidsrw.com. I checked out the website, by the way. It's pretty good. And then some of the speech and debate listed, I am very familiar with Logan, Stanford, and all those things. So I also liked your video presentation at the, for the chamber, and then the other event you organized. The question I have is, in your application, you say that I will bring new innovative ideas to encourage more people to come to these city hall meetings. Can you give some examples of that? What are the innovative ideas you have?
So I think if I was on the commission, I would be able to bring two perspectives, so two ideas. So the first idea I would be able to bring is the youth perspective. So if I was on the commission, I will initiate a group with over 20 to 30 youths. And in this, we will be able to share our opinions on equality and how to achieve equality. And youths do have their own connections and networking, so they'll be able to bring those ideas as well. And because I did do the Sunnyvale Chamber of Commerce internship, I do have the perspective when it comes to businesses. So I worked with the majority of businesses in Sunnyvale. And the main thing I learned is what their struggles are. So many of them, when it comes to marketing, employee retention, getting more customers. So I believe I can bring that perspective to the table because I believe businesses are kind of the foundation that Sunnyvale is on. Like Sunnyvale has brilliant and excellent local businesses. Some of my favorites are Alma Tea. It's like so good. You guys should go there if you haven't gone there. It's so good. But I think local businesses is the foundation of Sunnyvale. And I think it's super important that their ideas and their perspectives. So going back to your question, I'll be able to give those innovative ideas from my perspectives on business and youth.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Next up is Councilmember Chang.
Your internship is really interesting to hear more about. I wanted to know more about, you know, you mentioned that one of the things is age equity in Sunnyvale and not having enough youth voices. How would you want to expand that access or wanting to elevate more youth voices in Sunnyvale?
Yeah. So I think like, I was going to plan a kind of like a, not like a kind of what the youth advisory is doing, almost like that. So I'm on the youth advisory with, I'm hosted by Mr. Sudasen. So I want to do something similar to that, but with a bunch of teens that are interested in equality, because I know many teens don't know about these commissions. So I think having a group of people who really understand these commissions and want to have their voice heard, especially on the topics of equality and diversity, is super important. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, and I guess to follow up, how would you better market to youth to make it something more interesting with government?
Yeah, so as of the Sunnyvale Chamber of Commerce, I was able to get over 30 interns in like less than a 1 month period. And some things that we did was kind of just word of mouth. Word of mouth was super important, like especially if you tell like a popular kid about it, there's like a higher chance it's gonna get out. We also were able to send emails directly to the school district. So we just got an email from Homestead that goes directly to all the students in Homestead. And by doing that, half of the interns were from Homestead. And I also believe using social media is super important. I know Sunnyvale has their own social media account. So, you know, posting more stuff about these initiatives that the city is currently working on could be really important initiative.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm up next. And first, I just want to commend you on your speech and debate skills. Definitely, you can tell 5 years of practicing and all that, you're very well spoken. From an equity standpoint, from the city, you know, it's like we focus mainly on, say, the youth and kind of that not hearing our youth voices. From a city standpoint, you see, you know, north, central, south, an equity issue from that standpoint, from as far as how the city services are. You're in the
district,
yeah, in the south. So just trying to get a better idea for your opinion of the city and how we provide them services. Because part of this is reaching out to these unheard, you know, that unheard component of our city. The other half is, you know, what the city's trying to do to break down some of this equity barrier.
Okay, so the question is, what have I faced towards it?
What's your opinion from a city standpoint of how well are we providing services to the north part of the city, to the south, to the central?
Yeah, so personally as a youth, I know there's many things that SunnyVale has hosted to kind of get youth more involved. For example, like the teen advisory program, youth advisory program. So all these initiatives, so I have faced, but I know many of my friends, they're interested in a variety of things like art, reading. I know sometimes it's hard for them to even get the idea of like, where do I go for this? What am I supposed to do for this? So I think the marketing aspect is really important. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, that answers. And as far as that marketing, what, you know, and you've done this with the chamber.
Yeah.
What do you think the youth's preferred marketing is?
So
in today's world,
I would say using social media. I think social media is super important because youths are already on it. It's not like a new platform they have to log into or anything. So since youths are already on it, I would make like Instagram reels, TikTok videos. And I think if I was on the Human Relations Commission, I would love to help out with that. And also from the businesses. So I know a lot of businesses, specifically in District 1 and District 2, think that Sunnyvale is somehow against them. So I think that it's important to actually directly talk to these businesses, because it's one thing if you like call them up and like, how can we help you? But it's another thing when we directly go and actually have a conversation with them. So through the chamber internship, I was able to do that. And I think it did really help them. So I would definitely recommend doing that if I was on the Human Relations Commission.
Fantastic. Thank you. Next up is Vice Mayor Sell.
Thank you for interviewing. Very impressed with all that you've done. So if you were on the Human Relations Commission, and the Human Relations Commission all work together with the city to plan some event to bring the community together, what would you like that community event us to invest our resources into, and why would you, in particular, what skills would you bring to it uniquely to be from your experience? What unique things would you bring to that?
So I think there's a few skills. Sorry.
Yeah, what unique things would you bring to that?
Yeah,
planning.
So I think there are a few skills like I can bring. So first of all, I think I can bring my leadership skills. I've shown this through the Sunnyvale Chamber of Commerce internship, through KidsRW, and I remember we interviewed you. That was nice. So in terms of organizing events, I've organized a lot of events. For example, the big business workshop, I believe.
Yes.
Councilmember Srivathsan was at it. We also had a meeting, and I think a few of you guys were at it, Mr. Srivathsan and Ms. So sorry if I said that. Yeah, so she was added too. So I would be able to organize events. I organized many block parties that Mayor was at, fundraisers. So I would be able to bring my organization skills, my leadership skills, and like my management skills too. And in terms of events that I'm like looking for, I think just events to kind of get the community like more involved. So this could be like mixers, fundraisers, if the community needs like specific needs. Because I think a lot of the events Sunnyvale is hosting is to kind of fundraise for Sunnyvale, or at least that's what I'm aware of. So maybe things Sunnyvale can host to help marginalized communities, like actually receiving funding.
Okay. Let's follow up.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be fundraising. Mm-hmm. It would be more bringing the community together because there were differences in some way.
Oh, okay.
So how do you bridge gaps, like this event, bridge mm-hmm. gaps to those kind of things? Things that divide the community. What project or event would you recommend to bring the community together?
So in terms of things that divide the community, like what specific?
You know, like social, economic,
oh, okay.
You know, other things that
challenging problems that we're facing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what I would do is I would find something that majority of the community agree on. So I know Sunnyvale, every single person that lives in Sunnyvale, they all have their differences, but a lot of times there's at least one thing you can find that they agree on. So I would host an event that kind of is around the idea of what they agree on to kind of gather people together. So during these events, obviously you'll talk about what you disagree on, but kind of having an event that focuses on what you agree on is really important to kind of advocate for people and help communities.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And next is Councilmember Melner.
Thank you very much for applying, Ms. Rajkumar. What is one particularly large issue that you see facing any particular marginalized community in the city, and what would you do to address?
Yes. So during my internship with the chamber, one specific thing I found out is that many, many businesses believe that Sunnyvale is kind of against them, like I stated before. So sorry, the question was, what would I do about it?
Well, so an issue facing a marginalized community in the city, and what you would do about it.
Okay. So in terms of this marginalized community, which is specific businesses in Sunnyvale, what I would do about it is I would actually go hands-on and help them. Because while I was doing this internship, I learned that if I were to like give them a phone call, it wouldn't really do anything. But if I actually go to these businesses and have a conversation with them, kind of learn what their struggles were, we were able to do so much more. So kind of building that personal connection with the businesses or with different people, that's how I would help them.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was all the questions for this evening. Thank you for going through the process.
Yes, I actually have one question for you guys. Sure. So I know there are some debates going around whether like youth should be on the commission. And I know they're thinking about reserving one specific seat on each commission for youth. So I kind of want to know what the setbacks are. I'm talking about this in the November 18th council meeting. So I was just wondering.
We can't predispose how to be voting
on
the meeting.
Sorry.
Ultimately, you know, one of the things that, you know, as your application to this commission mm-hmm. is, the majority of our commissions don't have an age requirement.
Mm-hmm.
So some of them have voting requirements, some of them don't.
Okay.
Some of those that are in the charter have that restriction. And so the majority of our commissions don't have an age requirement, don't have a voting requirement. So we're open to getting more youth vote voice in mm-hmm. there.
Yeah.
That being said, there's the trade-off of reserving a seat, and
yeah.
We'll have that discussion at the November 18th.
Yeah, thank you. I'll see you guys there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a great evening.
Bye.
City Clerk, we're ready for our next candidate, and this is the last candidate in the packet. You done? The packet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The packet of applications.
See this chair. Good evening. Thank you so much for having me today.
Thank you, Mita. Thanks for coming in early.
Oh, yes, of course.
So I'm Sunnyvale Mayor Larry Klein. Thank you for joining us this evening and applying to be on the Human Relations Commission. Just let me give you a quick overview of the process. You have about 15 minutes. Each council member has a chance to ask you a question. And then, so keep that in mind as you're answering. Just to make sure your general time. First up is Councilmember Chan.
Thanks for applying. I'm really interested in your work in robotics, but I think Councilmember should also ask about that. No, you mentioned that you want to bring a younger perspective to belonging and mental health. Do you see there being enough resources for youth in mental health? Not enough? What would you like to see more of, and what types of programs would you like to see more?
So I think with the younger perspective, I see that like in my high school, a lot of people struggle with like the balance of academics, extracurriculars, and all of that, right? And then there's not enough resources in terms of not enough people like reaching out and advocating for what they need. If that's like a space to work after school in, or programs that help people like keep track of stuff, right? So I think with the position on the commission, I'll be able to advocate for all those ideas and be able to bring in perspective of the students that like I mirror and reflect.
Thank you.
I'm up next. So the biggest equity challenge in our city right now is housing, you know, and so I appreciate, you know, your detailed response and definitely the unhoused within the community. is a big issue, and that also conceivably leads to youth that are living either at the shelter or living in cars and all that. What, from your standpoint, is what should the city be doing from a services standpoint for some of the unhoused?
A few years ago, my mom volunteered for the Sunnyvale Affordable Housing program, where she helped like match people with affordable housing. And then I had a chance to talk to her, like conversate about that topic, right? And I learned a lot. And I think that if the city of Sunnyvale could provide like more resources to like unhoused youth, and be able to provide like transportation to school, and then like places to stay after school, that'd be like awesome, right? Because we want like youth to be able to succeed in school, and then like keep their academics like straight, to be able to provide like better opportunities for them. So I think like the biggest like issue with housing is the youth.
Thank you very much. Next up is Vice Mayor Sell.
Hey, thank you for interviewing and accomplishing so much in your young age. So if you were on the Human Relations Commission and the Human Relations Commission was given the task and you were on it to plan an event to bring the community together, what are challenging, what would you want the focus of that bringing the community together to be about? Like some issue that you think is dividing the community, and what kind of event would you plan, suggest we plan to bring the community together?
So I think what's currently dividing the youth community in Sunnyvale is advocacy. And what I mean by that is not a lot of people like hearing about all the initiatives like Sunnyvale goes around doing, right? So I know there's like the Teen Advisory Committee, and they do a bunch of like really cool events, and they host them like in the Remington Avenue, right? But then no one hears about those events, and then like the turnout is not like as impressive as it can be. So if there's a social media page with like everything that's the Sunnyvale is doing for the youth, and then we advertise like all the events that are coming up, I think that we'd be able to reach like a whole like lot more audience with that.
Okay. And one second question. What unique characteristics of you would you bring to that plan of it that you would think, wow, that's only I could do that, and that's my unique contribution?
So with my experience on my robotics team, I do a lot of like outreach work where I advertise like events we're hosting, workshops. We go to like elementary schools, and I do a lot of like the social media advertising of that. And then the turnout is always like pretty impressive with those events. So I think that I'd be able to do like a good job advertising all the like events and outreach initiatives like Sunnyvale will host from now on, the youth.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. Next, Council Member Mallinger.
Thank you very much for applying, Mr. Kessenborn. What is one particularly large issue you see facing a marginalized community in the city today, and what would you do about it?
So there is think about that. So I think we're seeing a pattern of hate crimes towards like different marginalized communities in our area, and I think that tackling this issue should be like Sunnyvale's first priority, right? We don't want any like marginalized community in Sunnyvale feeling unsafe in the streets. We don't want any marginalized community not being able to like advocate for themselves, right? So putting up like initiatives that would be able to tackle that should be a priority.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And finally, it's Councilmember Srinivasan.
Thank you. Councilmember Chang asked me, forced me to ask you about robotics, but I'll wait on that. But in your application, you said when you attended a council meeting, and then the discussions were structured and respectful. Thank you very much. That's a nice word you used. Then coming back to robotics, it's really impressive that you are working with our school district, encouraging our youth to participate in STEM education and all those things. Which school do you go to?
So I go to Santa Clara High School, and in Santa Clara High School, there's the STEM leadership like education program, right? That's
Okay.
hosted by the 49ers, if you guys
Okay.
are familiar. And then through that, I get a bunch of opportunities where I can participate in robotics programs and then be able to like teach others about robotics, volunteer.
Absolutely.
And that is really, I'm really grateful for that opportunity. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very good program. I work with Firebots, so you know that. So in your application, you say that to improve the participation by you in our council meetings and otherwise, you will say, you said, I would recommend making the discussions more accessible by simplifying summaries after each topic and increasing online engagement through social media updates and short recaps. Can you elaborate on
yeah,
that?
Of course. So I think that if we created a page, like a social media page or a website that's like more tailored to teens, right? And is able to like advertise everything the city is doing in these meetings, there will be a lot more engagement from like the youth. So I think that if it was more accessible in terms, because today I was reviewing like minutes from the meetings before like the interview, and I kind of struggled like going around the website and finding everything. So I think if it was a lot more accessible and like friendly to teens, I think a lot more people would look at that and go, oh, this is something I want to do. This is like something I want to participate in.
Is there a specific way we need to publicize that information for teens?
So I think just a social media page with like links to everything and then like simplified like explanations would be awesome. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ian, thank you for going through the process tonight. A final decision will be made by council on November 18th, so a week from Tuesday. You don't need to be there to be chosen. And then the city clerk will get back with you later in the week with the final result.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Have a great evening. With that, we will take 12-minute break. 12-minute recess and come back at 7:15 p.m. Thank you. Let's go ahead and reconvene. City Clerk, we're ready for our next candidate. Hi, Aubrey. I'm San Diego Mayor Larry Klein. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for applying to the Human Relations Commission. Let me take a few moments to explain the process. Each council member will have an opportunity to ask you a question. We have about 15 minutes for the interview, so keep that in mind as you're answering those questions. I'm first this time, and in going through your interview, so I appreciated your comments. Definitely, I think, you know, the diversity of our city is one of our strengths. You know, it's like it's that mixture of a community, I think, that I think has served us well in the past and ultimately, you know, is better for us in the future. That being said, it creates a certain amount of problems, and you have, you know, backgrounds as well as, let's say, from a socioeconomic standpoint, lots of variance from very rich families to families living at the margins. And so, you know, one of the issues that you talked about is housing as one of the critical concerns within the community. I'd love to know your opinion on how we're dealing with the unhoused community, what we should be doing better.
Very good question. And actually, I have a lot of questions on what is done, I think, more. And maybe I'll even say that. So I'll start with, I come from the medical device industry. So I never officially volunteered in such a role. But I became actually quite passionate about it. So and the housing issues for sure here, it's heartbreaking. I mean, you know, out here in Sunnyvale, certainly in places like, you know, San Francisco, you see it and it just breaks your heart. And there is a question, what to do, right? And what can be done? I know that there is a lot of efforts to try to solve this, but it's still a problem, right? Which is very hard to deal with. And, you know, what could be solved is, you know, whether, and that will, I think the first thing I will need to know, and I don't know enough, is, you know, what is done in Sunnyvale, but is there enough resources put in that? Is there enough education around that? Is there enough areas where people, there's a community that they can identify if someone is going on a path which can potentially lead to an end of day being homeless? Could that be stopped ahead of time? How is that related? I know many times it's related to issues with drug and addiction. Is there things in the source that can be addressed in order to minimize later on issues when it's really so hard to get out, you know, of that situation that the person is in? So this is clearly something that is, it's very sad, and I hope that.
And from a city standpoint, just a quick summary.
Yeah.
And we do unhoused outreach. We work with Sunnyvale Community Services for a rental assistance program to make sure that those people at risk of losing their apartments or their homes have a little additional funding. So we're doing what we can, but definitely the issue is far greater than what we can deal with. And it's trying to make sure from a community standpoint that the unhoused or those in congregate shelters are a part of our community. That's, you know, whether or not that's families living at the shelter, you know, we have families living in cars, and trying to make sure that, you know, they have as much of a semblance of a normal family life as possible. Providing them food assistance and all that, you know, is a critical thing in today's world. So, yeah.
And, you know, I have one more question regarding that. Are there resources spent in, for example, helping people who currently don't have a job and don't have a house to give them skills so they'll maybe will be able to work, or maybe help their children so they could get higher, you know, education and get out of that? Is that something that
So one of the things that was being worked through Sunnyvale Community Services Downtown Streets was trying to get those, especially unhoused, skills kind of in the job community, getting them kind of some workable skills and kind of that repetition of work experience to make it easier for them to have a more structured and conceivably get, you know, permanent help, either transitional or permanent. Next is Vice Mayor Sell.
Hi.
Hi.
And I did want to comment that we do have NOVA, which is a kind of an agency, but it's housed in Sunnyvale on the first floor, and they do provide like job placement advice, and they do have like internship opportunities for underserved youth. But so thank you for interviewing for this commission. So say we're on the commission, for example, and the commission was planning, tasked at planning some community event to bring the community together. So what kind of thing do you think like Sunnyvale and the commission should invest in? What kind of topic, kind of thing that you think is most pressing that the commission should invest their time in an event to bring it together? What would that thing that's dividing the community be? And what kind of uniquely you kind of thing would you bring to that event? Yeah.
So actually I thought about it quite a lot because I think this might be one of the triggers for me to trying to join here. Because I think there is so much beautiful work that is done in terms of celebrating the differences of people. Of each community. There's really some beautiful things. And there is, you know, this month we celebrate this thing and then we celebrate, you know, another group and another, you know, each one has their own, you know, identity. And I think it's beautiful. And we make sure, you know, I just saw here on the consoles, there's women and men, and it looks like from different backgrounds and you're like, wow, right? And I think it's great. And it's so important to ensure that, you know, everyone has access and has the same opportunities and that diversity. What I think that I think would be, there'll be a lot of benefit and also celebrating shared values. Like celebrating when we're all so different, but what do we share? Like what values do we share? Where do we actually think alike? Where are there things that, you know, we have life experiences that are similar? And I think that is something that it feels to me that it's somehow missed. I like kind of, you know, I came from a startup environment. So you're dealing like, you know, you have Medtronic and Avon and all these huge companies, you know, that you're like, how can I deal with them? So there's so many like bad things that we can talk about in the startup. We can never succeed. But then if we talk about the good things, what are we good at, right? How are we together? Like, how can we make this work together? What common goals do we have? That's like what I think enables success. So I'm like coming from that place and saying there's so many differences, but then I think there's so many things that we can talk about and share and say, hey, I feel so close to you because of this thing. Yeah, you also like that type of diaper, you know, we talked about you know, it's all these things, but I'm human, you're human. It doesn't matter like what our backgrounds, whether it's religion or our skin color, I don't know what. We have so much in common, and I'd like to celebrate that. So that's
yeah. What uniquely you would bring? Would you bring to that?
So I think it's that thing of trying to see that thing in every person in front of me, which is like, where can I connect? I call it bridge building, and I do the work also because in medical device you have all these different disciplines and you completely rely on each other. So like if you have, you know, software companies, they are all coders or to some degree, right? No, you have more than that, right? But with medical device, you have like really different people. You have people from quality and regulatory and R&D and you know, it's like they're very, very different and they all have to work and you have to listen to them. Because, you know, if you don't listen to your manufacturing guy when you're just developing the concept, you could pay quite a price later on, and I've been there. So So that thing of listening, you know, to everyone, to the different perspectives, I think, and helping to understand. So part of my job is really to help translate things which are not always maybe well understood within the group in a way that everyone has a clear understanding of what this is all about, or what, you know, all the different departments are talking about, to understand their rationale. So that's kind of the thing where I might be bringing myself.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Mayor. Next is Councilmember Mellinger.
Thank you very much for applying, Ms. Weisman. My question is, what is a particularly large issue you see facing some specific marginalized community within the city, and what would you like to see the city do?
So I'm Jewish and I'm originally Israeli, and I can say that the last couple of years were astonishing, difficult for our community. And I feel that in many respects, the Jews and Israelis became maybe the most marginalized, I think, group, maybe, I'm not sure, but at least on high there on the list, right? There's so many, but in the sense that I think it's almost acceptable to say things and to about that are that other groups, it's not acceptable to say about them. And even in schools, I see it more through schools because that's where I'm most exposed to it. And I think this is something that I think if I'll be part of this commission, then it would be something that is, you know, it's coming from my heart. It's my children. I see it on a daily basis. Really, it's astonishing how frequently I see these things, even with my girl in high school. So this will certainly be something that I'll be focusing on. I think it's my responsibility, my community.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Councilmember Srinivasan.
Thank you, Mayor. You have an impressive academic background. I especially like your undergraduate physics and psychology.
Yeah, you think that's exactly that. It's really in my blood.
That's a great combination.
With a lot of philosophy courses to support this. So,
you talked about, in fact, I had highlighted bridge building, intentional bridge building also.
Yeah.
So how would you use, and then I know you are an entrepreneur, by the way, I am a software engineer.
All right. So,
but anyway,
yeah.
So you mentioned about bridge building during your startup and then manufacturing. But then in the context of a community, how would you use that? Any thoughts or ideas or examples?
Yeah. So actually, I talked a bit with someone who's on the committee, and I also looked at all the various topics, right? So here I even wrote to myself, so some things. So, you know, the first thing I wanted to say is, hey, I don't know if there's enough data, you know, the engineering part of it. So is there enough data, you know, where, how do we know what are the issues in the city? And then I found out there's actually a process ongoing. So I was, yay, you know, this is so great. So I think here it will be, I mean, I'll be more than interested to read when the data comes out, to read about it. I think it will also be very interesting to share with the community this data, because I think it seems to me that a lot of what is important in this role is not just to do things, but also to share with the community so that there is a feeling that people are heard and that things are being done, that there's activity ongoing to make people feel better. So I think that will be important. There's one thing which I think I really liked about one of the events is the storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it's a beautiful thing, and I would, you know, if there's any interest in doing it, something like this again, I would love to be part of that and bring that thing of the goal of the shared maybe experiences or the shared learnings of people when they tell their story. That's mm-hmm. kind of maybe how I would think of framing it, you know.
Thank you.
Thank you. Finally, it's Councilmember Chen.
Great. Thank you for applying. Thanks for sharing. So you've gotten pretty involved in the couple years you've lived here. What would you say is something you know you saw in previous places you lived that you would like to see more of in Sunnyvale or that you don't see?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting. So you know, it's interesting because in Israel initially, when the company was founded in the first few tens of years, right? It's 70 years, so there were people who came from all over the world, right? So and who were had very different cultures, looked very different. So there's a lot of diversity. Also, there's 20% of our population, so that's you know there's a lot of diversity. There's Muslims, there's Christians, and I think that one thing which is certainly you know is clear is that. There is, and it's interesting, there's, if you look at the first tens of years, people, like, let's say my parents' generation, they were much more aware of where people came from. Like, you know, it's like ethnicity, but it's more like if they came from, let's say, from Morocco or from Iraq, or they came from Poland or from somewhere, right? Or from Russia. And the thing which I saw, I think it was less in my generation. And then my kids, if you ask them, they don't know even themselves. And they certainly don't know about their friends. And I thought that was very interesting. And because it was, you know, to some degree, you know, I always have, and I read it also here about Martin Luther King, because he's my, really, he's someone who from early age, my mom let me hear, you know, him talking and just his voice. Gives me like inside, really, it's like there's something about, you know, how he talks and about how he talks, how he dreams about his kids, you know, that they will be judged by their character. And I feel that in their generation, in many senses, it's that way. I also tried to do that, you know, in my work when I interviewed people, you know, and I did, and we had a group and we had our Muslims and we have women and we had men and we have people from what is called Mizrahi, so from more of the Middle Eastern areas and the Russian. We had really a lot of people. And that was really something really important to me. And I celebrate the fact that for my kids, it's like, yeah, they love this kind of music and this kind of music. So this is maybe something that somehow I think would be great if we also had it here. So like to have this balance of on the one hand, to celebrate our differences, and the other hand, to celebrate that we don't have differences, right? So that's where.
Thank you, Aubrey. Just to give you a final overview, you know, we'll be making our final decision on Tuesday, November 18th. You don't have to be part of that meeting when we're making that decision, and the city clerk will follow up later in the week with the final result. Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity.
Have a wonderful evening. Thank you. City clerk, we're ready for our next applicant.
He is here.
Nice to meet you.
Good to meet you. I'm Senegal Mayor Larry Klein. Thank you for applying to the Human Relations Commission. Let me give you a quick overview of the process. We have about 15 minutes for the interview. Every council member will have a chance to ask you a question. And so keep that in mind as you're giving those answers. And first up is Vice Mayor Sal.
Thank you. Hey, thank you for interviewing. I was in high school. I would have never done anything like you're doing. So thank you. Great job. You were to be on the commission, and the commission was tasked with planning an event with the city to bring the community together, Sunnyvale community together, on some issue that you think would be dividing our community. Like, what issue would that be that would be worthy of investing the commission's time to plan this event? to bring the community together. So what would be the circumstances of that, you know, event you're bringing together? What would be the difference? And what would you uniquely bring to the planning of that event that only you, your uniqueness to bring to that event planning?
So something that I would do, I think, especially in recent times, it's gotten more and more important. I think a multicultural support festival, especially regarding those of the Latinx community, is because I think in the last couple of months, and actually before that as well, support for them has kind of wavered, and they've faced a lot of challenges, especially recently regarding the deportations. And especially because of these deportations, a lot of them are facing like undeserved hate, I think, in my school as well. And what I'm noticing across my community is that a lot of my Latinx friends are kind of afraid to go to public meetings where there's going to be police, whether there's going to be law enforcement. They're kind of worried about the government as itself, as a whole. And it's not saying that they're illegal immigrants. They're just worried that as a whole, because of the issues that are surrounding this country right now, they're worried of expressing themselves truly. So I think a multicultural festival and support for them needs to be shown so that we can encourage people that no matter what your culture is, no matter what you believe in, that you are supported, because this is supposed to be a place where you're allowed to think freely, you're allowed to do what you want freely. And I think doing that would help. So something that I can bring to this is my knowledge. I'm deeply involved into several different cultures. I know a couple different languages. I speak Hindi, Tamil, Spanish, French, obviously English. And so I'm able to connect with a lot of people throughout different cultures. And learning Spanish has helped me connect with people of the Latinx community, because a lot of people don't speak English. So I'm able to connect with them. I'm able to understand what they want, what they need. And I think that's really important. I think that's something that would help bring.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Beam. Next up is Councilmember Mellinger.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. What is one large issue that you see facing one of our city's marginalized communities, and what would you like to see the city do to address it?
Well, I think one issue is I've already mentioned the racism. I've already mentioned other stuff, but I feel that is a big issue, and it is not just that. It is that the lack of opportunity for them as well, because a lot of people who don't have money, they're not able to give their family and themselves equal opportunities as what someone else might be able to get. So I think especially in education, this is important, because a lot of families are providing for their children to be able to take advanced classes. They're providing for their children at a very young age. So I think something that we can do, something that's a big problem, is that there's not enough equity in education. Like, for example, in my classes, if I take AP classes, it's predominantly white or Asian people in the classes. So I think that something that we can do is maybe develop centers or encourage people for volunteer opportunities for tutoring, that we don't make it so that students are falling behind their entire lives, that they can never get back up to where other people are. Because I know that's a big problem, especially for students.
All right, thank you very much. And before I hand the spot over, I'd encourage you to look up the organization Sunnyvale for Equity in Education, which is advocating on many of these issues.
Thank you. Next up is Councilmember Srinivasan.
Really impressed with your work on the climate
And then also your homeless, monitoring homeless shelter and soup kitchens. Then you also mentioned that during the chaos of 2024 election, you brought Democrats, Republicans, and Independents to come together. Can you talk about that?
So in my school, we had a mock election to see, to kind of assess who the school wants as a majority. And because of that, a lot of people were getting upset with each other, and understandably, because they have different clashing political views. But I felt that, so what I did was I made kind of a group where people could express their views, but also with moderation. So people are able to debate with each other. They were able to discuss their views, and but I was there, me and another person were able to moderate everything together. So instead of making it a full-on fight, which will often happen, we would take, deconstruct the statement to the base of the idea, and then deconstruct the other side statement to the base of the idea, and often it would be as if they want the same thing, which is, I know, hard to comprehend because they're obviously very difficult, different views, but at the root, they all wanted the same thing. And I think they were able to make their own views because of that, rather than, because they were able to actually understand what the other side was thinking. They were able to understand everything that was happening rather than just having a straight mindset. So yeah. And then we also expanded it to adults. So it was not only students, we got a couple of adults to do the same thing. And the same thing happened. Although they had strong views, they didn't change their views, but they were able to understand it without being toxic, which I felt was really interesting, because that doesn't happen anymore.
Were you meeting regularly or holding time?
It was not a very regular thing. It was in the coming days of the election. I started it like 3 weeks before the election, and we were meeting maybe once a week before that, and more closer towards the election.
Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Chang.
Thanks for applying. You mentioned, you know, that there's people are underrepresented in decision-making inside city government. Do you have any ideas on how you could increase that representation or how you would do better outreach?
Well, I think also, I feel like the youth, especially in today's time, are more interested in advocacy, and because they have somewhat different ideas because they're brought up in a different time. So I think it would be beneficial to have some youth representation, especially in maybe lower forms of the government, but I think it's important to have youth representation so that we can hear their ideas. Because I know youth are able to go to city halls, we're able to answer and ask, we're able to ask questions. But I think a lot of people aren't aware of that. And if they are aware of that, they don't feel the motivation to do it, because not a lot of people actually go to those, unfortunately. So I think I would start like a campaign to get more people involved in the government and stuff, because a lot of people are saying, I want this, I want that, but we're not going out and saying, we're not going out and asking our elected officials to do it. So I think the youth, and then I also think, so I think the youth is very important, and I also think that we should have different members of like different ethnic groups and communities, which I know there are right now, but I think there should be more of that as well. So I think also a lot of people don't know that you can just apply and see what happens. They think it's some big process. So I think, once again, getting it out there that you can do this, you don't have to have very, very strong qualifications, just to help a little bit. And I think that's important, so more people can get involved, because I know a lot of people want to help, but They don't know how.
Thank you. I just want to say thank you for your passion as well as it's not just the youth. You know, their parents, the parents don't show up either at council meetings. So it's not just a youth issue, but I appreciate, you know, what you're saying as far as trying to get more, you know, youth involved. And you talked a little bit about analyzing policies with an unbiased lens.
Mm-hmm.
What policies would you be looking at from a city standpoint? One of the things Human Relations Commission is looking at is services we're providing, the policies that we have in place. What would you like the city to look at or the commission to look at as far as policies are concerned?
So I think as far as policies are concerned, I think especially, so I know there was one about the, what's it called, the EEA or something like that, something ethnic. Sorry, I was just doing research.
No problem. No problem.
But I think specific policies regarding, as I've mentioned, ethnic representation, and I think also a couple months ago there was an issue about a community of pro-Palestinian people. They were at a gathering and they were forced to take down their signs. They were forced to take it down because they didn't get authorization for that. And there was a lot of drawback regarding it. So I was thinking that also more, I think that there should be policies regarding more, like if someone wants to, so I think there was a, in that specific case, there was a thing about like when in a protest or a group that they had to fill out some certain form before putting their signs and putting that stuff up. I think no one knew about that. And that's also an issue that's common in a lot of these instances when a lot of people are trying to stand up, a lot of people are trying to advocate for themselves. There are a lot of legal issues and stuff that they haven't done before that. So I think more knowledge, more campaigning for people to understand the laws and for them to do them before they actually try to gather and stuff like that. I think that's important because otherwise it's kind of limiting their ability to work and gather like they wanted to.
Okay. Yeah, makes sense. And yeah, and it's definitely, it's an education, it's defining those policies, it's an educating the public,
yeah,
the participants on what those policies are, you know, all of that. So totally agree. That was all the questions. So thank you for going through the process this evening. We will be making a decision on Tuesday, November 18th. You don't have to be present at that meeting to win. Council will make that decision that night, and the city clerk will get back with you later in the week with those final results.
Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye. Have a good evening. City clerk, is our next candidate here, or should we take a recess?
We should take a recess.
Okay, let's go ahead and take a 10-minute recess and come back at 8 p.m. Let's go ahead and reconvene. There we go. Our 8 o'clock candidate is not here and has had, we've had some issues with communicating with them and confirming whether or not they were supposed to be here. Because of that, just go ahead and adjourn our meeting. So we'll be adjourning our meeting at 8:01 p.m. Thanks to everyone who attended. Thank you, council members, for going through the process tonight. Have a great evening. Good night.